biotech stocks are one of the market's hottest sectors, capable of rising dramatically on good news and cratering on bad.
Bad news, Captain. We've only got one bullet.
What's the good news?
We've got one bullet.
Kyle Dennis and his colleagues at Biotech Breakouts are always on the lookout for catalysts that could make a stock move.
Don't blink. They are fast, faster than you could believe.
And now they join us to discuss one issue that's got the right look.
This is a perfect example of why you're in management and I'm not.
It's now on Moneyline.
Yes, it is. That means Kyle Dennis joins us right now. He is co-founder and director of Biotech Breakouts. Biotechbreakouts.com is the website. On Twitter, Kyle's at Kyle W. Dennis. And of course, biotechbreakouts.com is part of the Raging Bull community of investment newsletters and traders. And if you want to learn more about that, that's ragingbull.com and on Twitter at Raging Bull. Kyle Dennis, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me again, Chuck.
Your biotech breakout of the week is
Medicinova.
Okay, Medicinova, but that sounder means it's more like a biotech breakdown of the week. Now, I know that shortly after I joined Raging Bull, you were writing about Medicinova. It's ticker symbol MNOV. So what's the problem right now? Why is this a biotech breakdown rather than a biotech breakout?
It's interesting, actually, on this one, because it has the construct of the things I look for a good catalyst play. And I was writing about it before. I had a position at about 520, and I made a nice 25% on it because they have a catalyst coming up on October the 28th for a multiple sclerosis drug. So that's going to be at a meeting, too, which sounds really promising and like it's going to make a great catalyst run, which it did. But what happened on this one here is something that I really look for all the time, which is I want to see if the company is going to file an S-3, which is an SEC form, and more importantly, if they file an effect form, which puts an S-3 into an effect. Now, an S-3 form basically is a signal that the company is looking to raise money, which is something we always need to be on look for as biotech traders, because most of these companies are in the developmental stages and they need money to run their trials and, you know, to pay their employees and all that kind of stuff. So they're regularly raising money. So I always have my eye out for those forms that are going to come out. When I see that, it makes me a little bit nervous. And typically you don't have a nice catalyst run when those are out there because other traders see it too. And they're also worried about dilution. So I just saw those recently come out, and this is one I would likely be wanting to take off my watch list because of that risk.
So in other words, what you have is a playable catalyst, but an unplayable side effect?
Right, exactly. Like, so I like to stack things all into my favor. I like to get into a company that has a strong catalyst, has a strong chart, and, you know, has enough cash on their balance sheet where I'm not worried that they're going to go ahead and dilute when I have shares, because the dilution always occurs, or at least most of the time, at a price lower than the current market price. So you always have to be paying attention to what's going on with the financials and how much they have cash on their balance sheet to make sure that they have enough to fund their operation. So, you know, to me, maybe Medicinova does continue to run up into that October 28th event. But to me, it makes the situation with the cash and with the potential for them to have an offering negates that catalyst. And I don't like to put that much risk on something that I'm looking to run up in just a few weeks.
This is interesting to me because, you know, as a general rule, you're looking for a catalyst and the right chart, right? You're looking for the right kind of picture and the right chart. This is a non-chartable event. And while catalyst things are non-chartable events, you know, under normal circumstances, I think if you found a great catalyst with a great chart, you're all over it. In this case, does the chart look, I mean, as you sort of said, it could continue to run up. So in this case, we, because of, and I use the word side effect because, well, hey, it's medicine. You know, we're talking about biotechs. You're always worried about the side effects of medicine. But because of this side effect, does it literally rein the game? It wouldn't make a difference to you how good the chart is?
Yeah, exactly, because when the dilution comes out, it doesn't matter if it's the best looking technical chart you've ever seen. When dilution comes, 99% of the time, that's below the current market price. And I don't like to be caught in any of those situations. And using the strategy, looking for those S-3 forms and the effect forms, most importantly, because those effect forms will tell you that the company's really getting ready to raise pretty soon. They put that form into effect. So it's a way where you can really avoid a lot of the offerings. And that's why I haven't hit and been caught in any of these offerings so far this year, knock on wood. But it's a really nice strategy to help limit your risk. Now, it doesn't mean that the offering is going to come necessarily before the data event, but I don't like to have that risk factor even in play. So no matter how good the chart, no matter how good the catalyst, when there's a risk factor like that, it just doesn't seem worthwhile to me to be involved in something when there's another opportunity out there.
How long does this effect last? Because this will not be the last catalyst event for Medicinova. In fact, I know you've played it before, if I recall correctly. So is this a case where at some point, and at what point, does it come back onto your, hey, if it's got the right catalyst, I'd play it again kind of thing?
The funny thing is if they do an offering pretty soon, right before their data event, and that really dilutes the shares back down, that's going to cause a big gap down and probably a lower stock price. I would actually be very interested in buying it at that point for a bounce back up, because then now the financing aspect is no longer a risk and you have an oversold chart and you have a catalyst coming up. There's the recipe that we always look for a bounce back up and a catalyst run back into it. If that doesn't happen and it just hits the catalyst event and then they do an offering later, I would be looking further down the line to see if maybe in a few months after that they have a catalyst event, which after that point they won't. So it'll be something we'll just have to keep on my radar for later.
There you go. So it's not the biotech breakout, it's the biotech breakdown. But with that note there that, hey, if it has the right gap down, it could be the biotech breakout soon. It's Medicinova, ticker symbol MNOV. The biotech that is on the radar screen, on the watch, but not playable on its current catalyst event for all the reasons Kyle just talked about. Kyle, thanks so much for joining me on the show.
Thanks again, Chuck.
Kyle Dennis is co-founder and director at Biotech Breakouts. The website is biotechbreakouts.com. Don't forget to follow him on Twitter, where he's at Kyle W. Dennis. All part of the Raging Bull community at RagingBull.com and on Twitter at Raging Bull. Money Life will be back with more right after this message. Stay tuned.